When Gary Lee moved from Darwin to Sydney in the early 1980s to pursue a career as a visual artist, it turned out he'd arrived a full year earlier than his enrolment at Sydney College of the Arts. Rather than wasting the opportunity, Gary busied himself with part-time studies, with making hand-painted silk scarves, and with selling jewellery at Paddy's Markets. It was the start of what's now a distinguished practice of an artist, writer, curator, designer, and anthropologist. One whose work is being commemorated this Mardi Gras season in a solo exhibition titled Nice Coloured Boys. I met Gary at a gallery in Sydney's Haymarket to look at Nice Coloured Boys.
My name is Gary Lee. I'm from Darwin. I'm a Larrakia person. I was born in 1952 in May. I'm really quite clear when I tell people about my background. I say, yes, I'm Aboriginal. I was raised that way. However, I have a white great-grandfather and a Chinese great-grandfather. And their stories are very rare. So I'm very proud of them. So yes, I'm proud of my Aboriginality, but I don't deny my other, because, you know, I don't. Japanese, Chinese, Scottish and German.
Gary, we are here in your solo exhibition, Nice Coloured Boys. What makes a nice coloured boy?
A nice coloured boy, for me, when I look at that face, it's mainly about face, but now called the body, but the face is, if that face speaks to me, so if I come across somebody or they come across me, and if I look at, I just, instantly I can look at them and I think, look at that face, look at it. And I just ask them very politely, photo? And they would say yes. And you know, like I found that any boy on the street that I approached, there's a boy sitting on the tin here. That was one of the few early photos. And he was just there and I do, even when they can't understand English, they point to the camera and they go like this. So nice coloured boy is, when I find that boy, there's something about his look. And yes, he's not standard look, but there's something about him, you know, and I'll take that photograph. I'll just take it. That photograph was the very first photograph of Nice Coloured Boys. I had just got a job guest curating two shows. The Image Black, which was a show that Tracy Moffat curated and put together, and Ace Burke, who's a dear friend, he did another exhibition. There were two exhibitions and they wanted somebody to accompany that exhibition around from Sri Lanka, Delhi, Nepal, and then to Patna. And one day I got a phone call from Fiona Foley, my friend. She said, do you want a job? I said, well, not really. What have you got? And no. And she said, there's a job going. The Department of Trade and before the Foreign Affairs, basically. And they were sending these two exhibitions, Aboriginal art, around Asia. And would you like to do it? I said, yes, all right. So anyway, I did. And there I was. And when I'd been to India before. I'd been to Nepal before. No problem. But I didn't. And when I went to Bangladesh, I don't suppose you've been there because it's very, very different, very, very crowded. So we got there, they took me to a place, then they took me to the SV, come and meet the ambassador and this and that. So it was the same weekend that it was Australia Day. And, oh yes, Mr. Lee, we will come and pick you up at the hotel because they're having the embassy every year puts on a huge party for Australia Day. And I said, wow, okay, I'll take my camera. In the audience, there was the upper level of Bangladeshi society. You could tell the women were stunning saris and men, and I thought, oh, so that was all right. And so I went there next day, and I was just about to sit around, and there's a big yard, they were cleaning up after the, and all there must have been about 30 gardeners all doing, you know, keeping the garden, and there was a wall around. And so they decided, so I'll just walk around the ground. Yes, 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 they were quite busy. So I was walking around the yard, and then I saw these doors in the fence, in the wall. And I said to the gardener, what's behind the door? And he said, and they call you sir. Oh, sir, that is just out to the streets. We don't go out there. And I said, can you open the door? He said, oh, yes, sir. But I said, well, open it, please. Oh, yes, sir. I said, I just want to see. He opened the gate, and out was the street, and there was a market, and I thought, I just stepped out. He said, oh, three of them. Oh, Mr. Lee, where are you going? I said, I'm going down to the market. And I said, when I come back, I'll knock on the gate. Oh, they were really frightened that I would want to do that. They were scared that I would be scared. I thought, it's fascinating. So I walked down this market, this flower market, and I do my photography. I call my photography, it's like a visual anthropology. It's like street photography. And I took that photograph.
What draws you to somebody as a subject of your photography?
Well, again, it was when I was traveling from on the way from there through India, on the way back to Darwin, and there was newspapers and everything in it. One thing I knew, I found that in the newspapers in India, there were always Indian woman, girl, writing, and so there were always pretty girls in the pictures, and very few of men or anything like that. They weren't. And so I thought, one thing about these men, they look just like the men back home. Little coloured boys, and they looked like men in Darwin. And I thought, that's what pushed me. I said, well, I'll start photographing them. And then I started taking the photos of ordinary men. People would see me coming with a camera, but I didn't look like the normal type of person, white, in other words. He was a brown one, and I looked exactly like them. They really, really loved it. And I would say, can I take a photo? In the end, it used to be I'd be walking along, and I got to be known so much. And they would say, photo, photo, meeting me. So the idea was that on the street, especially, is where you see some beautiful men. And I said, nobody's seeing it.
Obviously, the technology of photography has changed drastically since you first started. How has that change in technology affected the way you work?
When I decided that, okay, I'm going to start taking photos, and Tracy was very encouraging, and I said, yeah, all right. I knew absolutely nothing about photographic technology, nothing. All I knew, honestly, you put the film in and the camera doesn't work, but I've got to focus. I focus on it. And I never, ever, ever, ever took the cameras that I ever had on normal. I just left it. I didn't manipulate the images. That's why some of these photos are a bit light. I don't use artificial. The only lighting I use is if the camera says it, and I'll take the photo like that. So I don't know anything. I was just a street photographer. And then when I finished my anthropology, it was like visual anthropology for me, because that's what it was. When I had my stroke, I said to my friend, oh, Yeah, my tongue is over. I wasn't. But while I was in the hospital, John Mundine, he came to the hospital to see me. I've known him for quite some time. And I was lying in the bed. I said, "Oh, hello, what are you doing here?" He said, "We're coming to see you, Gary." Sat down. I said, "Oh, what do you want?" No, honestly, we really do love each other. And he came twice to the hospital. He was from Sydney. And he came down to Canberra. So I thought, that's very good. He came down to ask me to be in this exhibition. I said, "You've got to be joking. Look at me, I'm lying in the bed." And he said, no. And I had this series of photographs from India. And he wanted them, and I said, "Oh, well, but you know, the Canberra hospital, when I had my stroke in Canberra, so I went to the Canberra hospital, and there was John Mundine saying, I want you to. I said, "Oh, all right then." And I had the cheek, as some people say, to enter this portrait of these boys in Varanasi. This one boy, he's not in this photo. I'm not allowed to because he's in nude. When we got there from Canberra, we went there straight away to Bamali, and my photograph had been slashed, but they left it up there because I said, "I'm coming," but they didn't say what happened, and they wanted to know Bamali, and they put Tracy's thing and my thing together. They always put us together, and I saw my friend. I thought, "Oh, that's so sad," but then I thought, you know what? I said, "Leave this photograph here," because people all rushed there to see this photo, this rude photo, and oh, it's been slashed. And I said, "No, leave it there," because that's sort of things I've had. That's what happened. So, but a lot of my photographs have caused a lot of people still can't handle it.
Gary, this exhibition is on as part of Mardi Gras here in Sydney. What does pride mean to you?
Pride? Pride, oh, I never really thought about it. It's just that the reality is that I think pride is somebody who's very comfortable and very able to be completely at ease. Pride is to be comfortable with who you are, and don't worry too much about other people not worried about you. You know, they say, "Oh, no." I said, it's what you are yourself, and if you're happy to express it or live it, that's it. Don't worry about other people. I know that's easier to say than, but still, yeah, just be happy if you can in who you are, and that you get a lot of support.
That was a visual anthropologist and Larrakia man, Gary Lee. Nice Coloured Boys is on at Suite 7A in Sydney's Haymarket, now until March 29.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.